Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. There were almost 300 people aboard a jetliner from Phoenix to Honolulu when the ride got dangerously bumpy.
Around a dozen people were seriously injured after a flight headed to Hawaii hit severe turbulence. Honolulu Emergency Medical Services Director Jim Ireland.
What we know is it was a Hawaiian Air inbound to Honolulu from Phoenix, about 30 minutes from Honolulu International Airport. They encountered some sort of turbulence that resulted in injuries to the passengers.
Responders treated 36 people. Of those, 20 people were taken to hospitals for further treatment. The youngest was 14 months old. The agency said the wounds included a serious head injury, lacerations, bruising, and loss of consciousness. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
In Qatar, it was a dramatic end to the World Cup. Argentina taking a two-goal lead against France, only to see that disappear. Then both teams scoring once in overtime. Still tied, the game went to penalty shootout, won by the new World Cup champion Argentina, where huge crowds filled the streets in celebration. As for Americans,
well, many Americans left Doha disappointed after the Stars and Stripes lost to the Netherlands in the knockout stage earlier this month. They can look forward to 2026 when the U.S. co-hosts the next World Cup.
Correspondent Roxana Saberi. Coming up early Monday afternoon, the final public meeting of the House committee that has been investigating the January 6th pro-Trump riot, with a vote expected on recommending criminal charges against the former president.
Representative Adam Schiff tells CNN it will be up to the Department of Justice to make the final determination.
If you can prove that someone incited an insurrection, that is, they incited violence against the government, or they gave aid and comfort to those who did, that violates that law.
Republicans who did not serve on the committee are planning a rebuttal, one that they say will focus on security failures at the Capitol.
CBS's Linda Kenyon. El Paso is under a state of emergency dealing with a huge influx of migrants, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin.
Right now, this is unattainable. This is wrong. You can't do this to the southern border.
He was on Face the Nation, where he did not deny the possibility that, like Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema, he might go from registered Democrat to independent. Twitter owner Elon Musk now polling Twitter users on whether he should continue to run the social media platform.
In a lot of ways, it can be seen as an acknowledgement that he realizes that people don't like him, that he has become rather unpopular over the last couple of months. He's made decisions that feel chaotic and that people have really disagreed with.
Ian Schur of tech website CNET. Ukrainian officials report an early morning Russian drone attack that hit some critical infrastructure. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once.
He has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, what?
Bobby! He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away! I can smell the desperation, Mommy!
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump, hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make. I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now. They're called Trump Digital Trading Cards. These cards feature some of the really incredible artwork pertaining to my life and my career. It's been very exciting. You can collect your Trump digital cards just like a baseball card or other collectibles.
Oh, God. People said on Twitter this news broke during our show yesterday. I didn't think it was real. We were like, oh, well, we wouldn't know because Aaron Rupar's been suspended from Twitter.
You know, he can't verify for us now. Well, you can read a Substack.
As have a number of other journalists, like, because Elon
half
Musk
a dozen
belongs
yeah.
in. Yeah, he believes in free speech.
Anybody,
so that's
who's,
why
anybody who's basically
who criticizes him.
Yeah, anybody who criticizes him. Right. Exactly.
Right.
Well, you remember this happened on air, and I was saying, I think I know what his announcement was, and you're saying, what is it? And I'm like, I have to verify this.
I was like, that's not.
I did not believe it.
Can I just say, best Christmas gift ever?
Even when I gave
he
you that.
He is literally a worldwide laughing stock. Can you believe this is the thing that I has finally made MAGA World turn on him?
Yes.
Have you seen the right wing? They're all like,
fake Alaska's like,
what?
I'm going to jail?
What?
Yeah, what was it? I think it was Newsmax or Real America's Voice yesterday or something was carrying it live. And they're like, okay. Yeah. Well, that was that. I watched moving the, on. Yeah, I watched the their response was like, we don't even understand what this is.
I didn't either. Even I was like, okay, so it's a what? I know it's way above my pay grade. And everyone's, apparently. But non-fungible tokens that I don't,
it's
they're
based,
not
yeah.
crypto. I don't get any of it. And it's nothing you can hold or even.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, it's a clump of ones and zeros, basically. Yeah. That's all it is. Did you see Mika
Stupid
Brzezinski?
Stupid red hats made sense.
At least that you could wear. Throw
I
at people.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Did Andrew you see Mika Brzezinski this morning?
No.
All she was saying is like, oh, so can't we just screenshot it?
I don't. Wait, Andrew Mitchell did this practically. Did this take her out almost?
Like, Andrew Mitchell's like, this is. Just listen to
all
it.
All the Scooby Doo heads on TV yesterday.
Yeah.
It's his announcement is a. What?
We just flashed what he had put out on social media of him in a Superman outfit. Hard to believe. This really appears, I'm not even an armchair psychologist, but this appears, as long as I've covered politics, as someone who really is crying out for attention.
That was the first thing I heard when I got in the car when I left here yesterday.
We may finally have broken Andrew Mitchell.
Yeah.
Listen, if this gets her to retire, then I'm all for it. Wow. Okay, wait. And this is Stuart Varney?
We're talking with the
Stuart Varney of Fox Business Channel.
Yeah, yeah. Talking with the Republican congressman about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get back to Trump's big announcement. He's got a new digital trading card collection.
Uh-huh.
Kentucky Congressman and House Oversight Ranking Member James Comer joins me now. Forgive me, Congressman. We were expecting an announcement relating to the 2024 election. And all we got was trading cards being sold for $99 each from Mr. Trump. Do you have any response to that?
Well, the president is one of the world's greatest marketers. He has a huge sense of humor. I know nothing about digital trading cards, but I'm pretty sure they'll be very popular back home in Kentucky.
I guess he's got a sense of humor. All right.
Oh, my God.
People in Kentucky are like, what's a digital trading card? How do I get out of this square box with the typewriter?
He makes the grift a little more, you know, like hidden. This was just such a big, fat, ridiculous grift. Even MAGA was like, wait a minute. What the hell?
He's selling me a picture?
How do I get that out of computer?
How do you get out of there?
How do I trade it with my friends? If I get the one of him riding the elephant down, washing down.
We've been together long enough that you know when I first got my iPhone, I literally asked, how do I get the pictures out of there?
Yeah.
How do I get them out of the phone? And it...
What's that framing thing that we advertised for a long time? You could
simply to impress.
Listen,
yeah.
This is the last show before vacation, and we're not usually good at, and what's the word? You know, talking much anyway.
Coherency. We're not good at coherency.
It's going to be all phlegm for 3 hours.
This show's just going to be.
Okay. Oh my God! He even got trolled by the president, who said, "Wait, I guess I had some major announcements the last couple of weeks too." Inflation easing. I just signed the Respect for Marriage Act. We brought Brittany Griner home. Gas prices are lower than a year ago. 10,000 new high-paying jobs in Arizona. Can I just say, Ted Lieu is DMing me now.
No.
Really?
Call us, Ted.
Because everyone's having me. He just said, he tweeted, I will make a major announcement tomorrow. Thank you. I don't know what it is. It's some. I think he put some card with his... I don't know. Okay. Everyone is officially having too much fun now. Yeah.
So
he DM'd me, I will be making a major announcement tomorrow. Thank you. So everyone is making their own major announcements.
What flavor of bubblegum comes with these card packs?
No flavor because it's not existent.
I'm officially too old to live now. I don't get what any of this is. I'm like, is it a thing?
Grandma!
I don't get it. In my day, you had an onion on your belt and you could feel it.
That's one of them. That's one of them right there.
Riding a red, white, blue elephant.
He's also
a cowboy and a spaceman. He's like eight.
Okay.
I'm a cowboy. I'm a spaceman.
You know what those are? Someone uploaded some photos of Trump into that Lenza AI app.
No, because Lenza
and
was...
that's what came out. And they said, let's make cards out of these.
Lenza looks better.
And it would have been free.
This is like bad Photoshop. Like, I could do this. If I could own Photoshop, I could do these.
Let's get to this. You know what? This show's going to be like a lot of packing material. It's going to be mostly me laughing and a lot of phlegm.
Yeah.
And then I will get some words in. You're going to get less words for your money today.
We'll have Glenn and John and Hal.
That's a man meat Friday.
Yeah. Hal can explain to you exactly what NFTs are.
Exactly.
Digital trade.
That's his bailiwick.
Hour three, we're just going to wind him up and let him go. Vacation starts at 8.
Notorious Capital Rioter. See, I know. Frangela started their vacation early, which is sad. But, you know, there's a reason. God giveth and God taketh away. God gave us Hal Sparks because he understands this.
He took away the Idiots of the Week people and gave us tech support to talk about NFTs.
Only Hal can explain this. Okay, so you mentioned this, but it's almost more fun.
Sure. You got to get the quote.
Watch any reactions from the MAGA. Notorious Capital Rioter baked Alaska.
Cat turd too. Cat turd turned on him too.
Cat turd.
He
lost cat turd.
Uh-oh. Are you okay over there?
I'm sorry. Was suddenly filled with regret over his life decisions after watching Trump hawk digital trading cards in a video in which he declared himself a better president than George Washington. Baked Alaska, who earlier in the day said he believed Trump's digital card gambit means he can't win in 2024, wrote a follow-up missive in which he questioned his own decision to storm the Capitol. I still can't believe I'm going to jail for an NFT salesman. Because we have saying, like, why are they still giving him money? And it's hard to feel bad for them.
I just have to say, this wears my laugh track. This is the most glorious ending to this con ever. This is like better than the end of The Sting.
Oh, we still got more of his announcement if you want to hear some more of it.
Oh, yes, I
oh
do.
God, 17. More?
I oh, 17.
I sure
this
do.
Is the good one.
Okay, here we go.
Here's one of the best parts. Each card comes with an automatic chance to win amazing Ooh. Prizes like dinner with me. I don't know if that's an amazing prize.
No.
But it's what we have. Or golf with you and a group of your friends at one of my beautiful golf courses, and they are beautiful. I'm also doing Zoom calls, a one-on-one meeting, autographing memorabilia, and so much more. We're doing a lot.
Doing a lot.
There's a life dream for most of us. Can you imagine? I'm on Zoom. Hello. Just appearing on your computer. Hello. It's good to see you.
Is this thing on?
I'm here very strongly.
I can't get the camera working.
And is it upside down?
Why don't I have the Kerry Lake filter?
Grandpa. We can only see your eye. Okay. Zoom call. I can't. I don't know if I can talk anymore. Okay. Steve Bannon.
Steve Bannon turned on him.
Oh, Steve Bannon and
Steve
Sebastian
Bannon
Gorka.
Said, I can't do this anymore. He's one of the greatest presidents in history. Whatever.
Okay. Kiss ass.
I will give you he's one of the greatest presidents in history. Every go to prison. How's that? But I got to tell you, whoever, what kind of business partner, anybody on the comms team and anybody at Mar-a-Lago, and I love the folks down there, but we're at war. They ought to be fired today. Oh, so we're at the blame the staff
right
point. Stupid advisors. Who told him to do this?
Suddenly the coffee boy is relevant.
Stupid Mar-a-Lago advisor. Yum.
But Donald, how much are these NFTs? How much are these? 18.
Okay. Oh, okay.
How much are they?
My official Trump digital trading cards are $99, which doesn't sound like very much for what you're getting. Nice. Buy one and you will join a very exclusive community. It's my community. And I think it's something you're going to like, and you're going to like it a lot. They also make perfect gifts. So you can buy them with your credit card or crypto. All you need is an email address. Go to collecttrumpcards.com and buy your Trump digital trading cards right now before they are all gone, and they will be gone.
How are they going to be gone? You just make more.
Sell out, yes.
You better keep
hurry.
Making them until people stop
oh
buying them.
Oh, my God.
Them.
At least you got your Christmas ornaments that, you know, the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance.
They're beautiful.
Yes, they're liberal snowflakes this year. They're beautiful.
If I walked down here and
at
saw
least
an
that's
NFT
a thing
waiting
you can hold,
for me.
That would have been funny. If I knew how to do that, I would have just sent you guys an email.
An saying, NFT of
Here's
you?
Here's your Christmas present this year.
An NFT.
It's me. It's
on an elephant.
It's me riding a donkey.
You want a little red, white, and blue burro.
Dressed as Wonder Woman. Merry Christmas.
I don't think anybody has ever gone on strike against you before. I think we would go on strike.
You know what?
You're if lucky that... I don't know how to do it. Because if I knew how to do it,
you
I
know,
totally would have pranked you.
We've got some great artists who are fans of this show. If somebody wants to make an NFT of Stephanie dressed as Wonder Woman riding a little burro down the Santa Monica Beach.
We can sell to fix that camera or whatever's broken today.
You know what? We'll sell ours for $9.99.
Right, so
$9.99.
We get a phone
that is
system
a bargain.
Where everybody's first words aren't "Hello, can you hear me?" Like a real phone system, please. Okay, it's me. I'm a space lady. Okay, hang on. All right, one last pitch. Here we go.
Go to collecttrumpcards.com right now, and remember, Christmas is coming, and this makes a great Christmas gift.
Okay, checking right wing. Some saw this as a sign he's losing the plot. Really? What was the plot? Because I lost the plot a long time ago. Let's see. The announcement was met with widespread ridicule. No kidding.
And now some of his fans.
Who is this? One conservative, whoever, editor large, said, so Trump's major announcement was actually just a grift to promote a bunch of worthless trading cards? That even my grandmother knows NFTs are a scam. Okay. let's see. Reaction from the major announcement from many longtime MAGA Twitter fans range from mild disappointment.
Mild?
Outright anger that he got them hyped up for major news only to instead sell them NFTs. One longtime MAGA fan wrote, as much as I love President Trump, this was really a letdown. Oh, it's sad. It made him sad.
So sad.
Sad. No,
sad.
baked Alaska a notorious white nationalist and rioter who's going to prison. Sorry, I can't get through the rest of the show. Wait, hold up. The first major announcement we were all waiting for is literally Trump trading cards.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Ye is preaching the Bible and defending J6 victims. Here's why Trump can't win in 24. Oh, are they on the Ye bandwagon that they jumped off the Trump train?
The white nationalists are on the Ye bandwagon.
We're in a full-on Dave Chappelle sketch.
The white nationalists have gone to Ye.
He's finally pushed KKK to the black guy. Okay, I got it. Can you do this?
I can't do that.
You need to do that.
They pay you to do that.
Yeah.
20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my pajama cram. Pajamas that I am laugh crying into. I'm going to have to use my naturally nude pajamas to wipe my tears.
We should take a picture of you in your pajamas and we can make an NFT out of it.
NFT out of it.
Okay. The Stephanie Miller trading cards are going to be lit.
This broke me. This broke me and Angela.
We could do one in the wine glasses and one in the flannel Snoopies and do one in the naturally nude. Okay. That's three of them. That's $30 we can make for the show right now.
Okay, listen, I have them in black for all year, and I have my red naturally nude pajamas for the holidays, and they are festive, and they go with my Santa hat.
Between the black and the red and the Snoopy and the wine glasses, that's four different NFTs.
Okay. And if you order right now, Pajama Graham will send you a free matching naturally nude nightie. That is a $75 savings. Yes, a free $75 nighty, right? And it's real, and you can hold it.
It's not fungible.
Best of all,
we need something that is fungible.
Yeah, it's fungible. This nighty is fungible.
Pajama Craft does all the wrapping for you. Free gift packaging, but hurry, they did sell out before Christmas last year. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com. That is pajamagram.com. Order your naturally nude pajamas. Tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Anyone who knows Stephanie Miller, and there aren't many, knows she has no audience. She's been up and coming for 20 years. She's sarcastic and ultra left wing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We are here with Todd Simon, fifth generation owner and CEO of Omaha Steaks. What a thrill. Hey, good morning, Todd.
Great to be back with you, Stephanie. Happy holidays.
Well, speaking of happy holidays, I got to tell you my first story. I was at home staying with my sister for Thanksgiving, and she literally said, "Can I get some of those Omaha Steaks?" So there goes her Christmas surprise.
She's obviously a woman of taste and distinction. I have to say, last night, I thought out some Omaha Steaks to cook them on the grill. I was like, after all the food, all the steaks that we didn't eat over Thanksgiving weekend, I was just craving an Omaha Steak. So we made them for my family last night.
Todd, I have to say, I have a hard time figuring out what gifts to get people. And I'm telling you, everybody loves getting this Omaha Steaks gift package. The thing I always focus on, too, it is an amazing, not just quality, but amount of food you get for the money.
Well, if you go to our website at omahasteaks.com, and I know you've got a promo code, I think, for $30 off for your listeners, you can just browse all the favorites that are there. Our team has put together a whole bunch of curated assortments that include steaks and chicken breasts and hot dogs and pork chops and desserts and appetizers and like those caramel apple tartlets that are so popular that people come back for year after year. Yeah. We've got a new scalloped potato that's absolutely to die for. It makes it so much easier for you to make meals at home and for your recipients to make meals at home because there's just no prep time. We take all the prep time out of the process.
Yeah, it is. I got the steaks, burgers, chicken, the scalloped potatoes, the caramel apple tartlets, the hot dogs. I could not believe how much food was in there. And literally, the best steak and burgers you've ever had, hands down. Visit omahasteaks.com, promo code Stephanie at checkout for an extra $30 off. Minimum order may be required. Omahasteaks.com, code Stephanie.
Wow, I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. Well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family, that you've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
We keep on waiting up.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Well, apparently there is a sucker born every minute.
Yep.
They're saying that the NFT is sold out.
Yep. Sold out 8 hours ago.
Are they like potato chips? Can they make more?
That,
I'm going to guess you have to hurry.
Who was it that said just take a screenshot of it?
Yes.
Minka Brzezinski.
Minka Brzezinski, okay.
Oh, I just sent Charlie Pierce like four of them. I said, hey, you owe me $396. Okay, that means, Stephanie, that means there are 45,000 people. 45,000 people at minimum.
Boy, it raised $4.45 million.
45,000 people God. Bought those.
By the way, this was the headline before that broke. Trump hoarded most of the $147 million in small donor money he raised for himself. Mm-hmm. So
he's got almost $200 million at this point.
Oh, and this is, I'm sure this is not a con anyone's ever been the victim of. Mysterious company behind Trump's $99 trading cards has the same address as Mar-a-Lago.
Oh.
Oh, so that's weird. It's a mysterious company that is apparently him. Hi, Dave in Minneapolis. Hi.
Good morning, Mama. You know, this is the guy that had his finger on the button.
Yes.
Can you...
I said to Chris and Travis, after all these years, not a day goes by when I go, I cannot believe this guy was ever stumbled into the presidency. But yes, go ahead.
I know it's funny, but I'm sitting here with my mouth open because I just heard about this. I mean, I didn't pay attention. And so this morning I'm kind of cruising through my phone and I see this and I'm going, no, this is a joke. This is absolutely a joke. And then, no, it is not.
No.
But, you know, I have a great idea for your trading card, though. I think we should make you more sultry, much more sultry.
Okay.
So we'll do, right, So what we should do is put you in a kind of a Lady Godiva kind of look, on the horse.
All right.
Or the donkey.
With the hair covering the breasts.
And then, you know. Yes, absolutely. Come on, Chris. Yes, of course. We have some decorum here.
Yes.
And, yes, and I think that would be a lovely
thing. Yeah, I'm lady, after all. I mean, treat me
like honey, I've seen you on stage, and you are a lady.
Yeah.
There's just no doubt
that's
about
right.
it.
That's right. Yeah. That is correct. Okay.
But the last thing I'm going to say is I want you guys to have a terrific break. I'm getting over the fact you're abandoning us for 2 weeks. I do have abandonment issues, but
I need 2 weeks to stop laughing and get rid of the rest of this phlegm. But I love you.
All right.
We have great best ofs coming up.
Yes.
I need a break just from today's show. 29 minutes after the hour. Glenn Kirshner next.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. 11 people were seriously hurt aboard a jetliner from Phoenix to Hawaii when the plane hit severe turbulence. Honolulu Emergency Medical Services Director Jim Ireland.
Initially, we did have a triage report that there were critical injuries at the scene, but on re-triage, by the time they went to the hospital, those injuries were considered serious.
Argentina celebrates as though its soccer team and its superstar had just won the World Cup, which they did.
In a country known for its tango, this was the ultimate last dance for Messi, propelling him to legendary status alongside Diego Maradona.
Katie Watson of the BBC in Buenos Aires. Ex-President Donald Trump offers a pre-action to Monday's final public hearing of the January 6th committee.
On his Truth Social platform, the former president wrote, "Republicans and patriots all over the land must stand strong and united against the thugs and scoundrels of the Unselect Committee."
Correspondent Christian Benavides, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your name? Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your name? Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Had I known that standing up for truth would cost me my job, friendships, and even my personal security, I would, without hesitation, do it all over again. I can rest easy at night, knowing that I fulfilled my oath to the office. I know many in this institution cannot do the same.
Representative Adam Kinzinger. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh! Look, what timing is this? We have another major announcement. Today.
Wait, what?
Major statement from the bassinet.
Okay.
Hooray! of the 45th president. This Eric Holder, Obama disciple, special prosecutor Jack Smith, he's no Jack Smith.
Huh?
I don't know what that
means. Jack Smith's not Jack Smith?
Has found nothing, all in caps. Well, then I'm sure any prosecutor would just let him go, because it's all in caps.
I mean.
And I've done nothing wrong differently than other presidents on the boxes hoax. That's Reid Mar-a-Lago.
Okay, thank you.
Including the fact that presidents are protected under the Presidential Records Act, the Clinton Sox case, and more. How now Smith is snooping around the perfect phone call I made to Georgia Secretary of State challenging the corrupt presidential election results. My absolute right to do so. He doesn't seem panicky, does he?
Not at all.
Is it being a worldwide laughingstock on top of being this close to handcuffs? I don't know. We'll ask someone that might know. Yeah.
Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner!
Glenn Kirshner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Oh, hi Glenn.
Good morning, staff.
So if somebody you're prosecuting gives you a note in all caps that said you found nothing, then you would just let it go, wouldn't you?
I would be inclined to just dismiss the case. How can I overcome that?
That was snark, right? I like that. I like that. Yeah, I don't. He seems to be, like I was saying, who knows if he's sensitive to being a worldwide laughingstock, but even for him, that seems a little unhinged. As you tweeted, Special Counsel Jack Smith ramps up criminal investigation of Trump's crimes because justice matters. To you and I, who feels like justice is moving way too slow, it does feel like movement, doesn't it? It does feel like something. You tell
me. Yeah. I think the investigative pace has definitely quickened under Jack Smith, but I think that fairly raises the question, why was it moving so slowly under Merrick Garland et al.? And you know what? Part of it is water under the bridge. We're going to need to tackle that question someday to make sure it never happens again. But listen, if we are now on track and Jack Smith is moving forward quickly, maybe even at light speed, given some of the subpoenas he's been issuing, I'm all for it. I'm here for it.
What does it tell you as a prosecutor, the various subpoenas? Obviously, you referred to orange blob of trans fats, also referred to the, Georgia call. But what from your pattern, you know, the pattern of subpoenas and things you're seeing out of Jack Smith, what does it look like in terms of J6 espionage Georgia? I was hearing somebody, I wanted to get your take, I can't remember which legal analyst, saying something about, it might have been Neil Katyal, just about whether they're going to prosecute all three of these things, or if you prosecute one, does it make it less likely you would prosecute the other? That doesn't make sense to me, but you tell me.
I mean, I think all of these crimes should be prosecuted. The biggest question in my mind is, can you bring them all together in one conspiracy, or do you have to do them separately?
Yeah.
There are good tactical arguments on both sides of that. One of the things you want to do is you want to put your best foot forward in your most important prosecution without diluting it with too many crimes or too many other stories, because you want the jury to kind of remain focused like a laser beam on the most important, the most dangerous, the most readily provable crimes that Donald Trump committed. Listen, I had lots of killers in Washington, D.C. who killed 3, 4, 5, 6 people. That doesn't mean I necessarily brought 5 or 6 murder prosecutions. Sometimes I only indicted the 2 or 3 strongest cases, and I let those cases take the lead and sort of, you know, tell me how much farther should I go, or do I need to go to protect the public?
Yeah. I mean, as a layperson, when I first heard it, I thought, so that means if you rob a bank and shoot someone, they're only going to, like, it almost seemed like someone was saying, well, it's too many crimes.
Yeah.
He's a former president, so we can't prosecute all of them. I mean, that doesn't make sense to me, but it does seem like Georgia and J6 are the same crime, aren't they? I get that espionage, I guess, might be separate, or is there anything in the espionage that's connected to the rest of it, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's all sort of an abuse of the power of the presidency. It's all an attempt to either, I think his earliest crimes in 2016 were, you know, crimes designed to acquire the power of the presidency, and all of his crimes thereafter were to retain the power of the presidency unlawfully or profit off of the power of the presidency. So I think there's some connective tissue that sort of pulls all of these crimes together, which again doesn't mean they should necessarily all be indicted and tried together. That's a tactical issue. But to go back to your original question, what does it tell us, the way Jack Smith has been operating? It tells us he's casting a very wide net, and he wants to see how all of these crimes might be either part of a whole, or how some of them, like the Georgia state election crimes, might help bolster the proof of the insurrection. So I think he's doing exactly the right thing. And Steph, when you realize that in recent weeks, three former close White House aides to Donald Trump went in the grand jury, two White House counsel went in the grand jury, even, you know, the irredeemable racist Stephen Miller went in the grand jury, plus all of these indictments that have now been served on the state election officials for the fake elector scheme, on Brad Raffensperger for his communications with Trump and the Trump Organization. I mean, it's on. It's on. Yeah. It's about time, and I'm glad it's on.
Well, you said it best on Twitter. You said there's no justice if there's not equal justice. Trump would be arrested and indicted if he was anyone else. I mean, I get it. You know, the whole, like, oh, if you're going to shoot at the king, you better, you know, make sure you don't miss.
Right.
But I guess you're right. I mean, I guess that's what's going on behind closed doors, deciding which case first. Do we prosecute them all together as one big case? I mean, I guess that's that. I hate to say it, but it's almost like the delay might be because there are so many crimes and they keep piling up, right? I mean, espionage happened right on top of the J6 investigation.
I think as a practical matter, Steph, you're right, but that's not a good reason to decline to start bringing indictments where the evidence supports bringing indictments. And I get the whole, you know, if you take a shot at the king, you got to kill the king thing. But when the king on a daily basis is victimizing the peasants and the serfs and the commoners, that would be us, I think you have a responsibility to take on the king, even if you don't have the fatal shot. I think you need to incapacitate the king, to stop the damage that he continues to do. He's still undermining our democracy, and he's still undermining the faith and the trust that people have in the electoral system. And I think that needs to be attacked, wrestled to the ground.
Yeah. And somewhere a prosecutor is readying the case against the NFTs, which will be the new Trump University. But okay. You said it's great that Special Master BS has been dismissed, but the fact that Trump appointed Judge Cannon wrongfully exercised jurisdiction, thereby interfering 11th Circuit's word in a federal investigation into Trump, thereby benefiting Trump, feels kind of investigatable. Yes, I love that he leaves a trail of people that need to be investigated, including his own lawyers and judges, right?
Yeah, and you know, when the 11th Circuit used that word, interfere, they said Judge Aileen Cannon interfered in a federal criminal investigation, not just any investigation, one that has the potential to compromise our national security. That's strong language. I mean, that is obstruction of justice when somebody interferes in a federal criminal investigation. I hope there are, you know, some judicial inquiries or investigations up and running to see why in the world Judge Cannon did what she did.
Yeah. You also, let's talk about Meadows for a minute. You said Mark Meadows was like a clearinghouse for treasonous texts from congressional Republicans trying to overturn the 2020 election. Give us the legal breakdown on that, because once again, a layperson, you're like, how did these 34 people get to stay in Congress and participate in, you know, the overthrow of the United States government?
When you read some of those text messages that were released in advance of or disclosed by Talking Points memo in advance of the J6 report, we're going to hear a lot more about them very soon. You know, it's clear there was a concerted effort by Republican members of Congress and Mark Meadows to overturn the lawful results of a presidential election. I would call that a conspiracy to defraud the United States, which is a direct charge in the federal code. So, you know, this is, I hope Jack Smith has the stuff to bring charges against everybody who was part of a conspiracy to overthrow our democracy, including all of those Republican members of Congress. Here's something to keep an eye on, Steph, when the new Congress is sworn in January.
Yeah.
Remember, the 14th Amendment to the Constitution expressly disqualifies insurrectionists from holding office. I have a feeling when you see these people like the Marjorie Taylor Greens about to be sworn in, you're going to have other members of Congress objecting based on the 14th Amendment. And the Republicans love the Constitution, don't they? Well,
yeah.
They're about to have it used against them.
Yeah. Let's talk about this. The GOJ announced a woman from Northeast Georgia has been indicted by a federal grand jury over the alleged bomb threat against the headquarters of the DNC in Athens-Clarke County. She's charged with one count of communicating a bomb threat and one count of making false statements. I at first thought this was the, you know, DNC in D.C.
In Washington.
Yeah, but it's not. It reminded me, why do you think nothing's been uncovered about the bombs at the DNC and RNC?
So it's one of two reasons. One, you know, notwithstanding the saturation of surveillance cameras and Ring doorbell cameras in Washington, D.C., which frankly I welcomed as a prosecutor in D.C. because it captured so much evidence of crime that was very helpful.
Yeah.
Notwithstanding all that, it might just be that they don't have enough evidence to identify who planted those pipe bombs, or they do, and there is some reason they're not moving, or they have moved out in a way that is not publicly disclosed yet. But I don't know. It's a head scratcher to me.
I get what you're saying. It's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay. Oh, all right. Maybe I'm jumping out ahead. Okay.
Oh, God.
Let's also talk about
No comment from Glenn.
Every once in a while, I'll see if I can hook him. Okay. D.C. Bar Council urges Giuliani be disbarred after panel says he likely committed ethics violations. I mean, this is another one us lay people go, how does this guy still have I want to know why he's not in jail. Two, I want to know why he still has a law license. So this is, I guess that it'll be a final decision in several weeks right after hearing recommendations. But how do you get to go to court and make this many false statements and keep your license?
You don't. And the good news is it looks like he is in the chute to be disbarred. And, you know, I love the gentleman who was I'll call him the prosecutor. He was the one representing bar counsel at the Giuliani hearings, advocating that he should be held accountable and be disbarred. And he was actually like a special prosecutor back in the Watergate days. He's been around the block. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, and I apologize to him. But he you know, I was listening to watching what he said, and he said, listen, at the end of the day, Rudy Giuliani weaponized the courts to try to undermine our Constitution. And for that, he loses his right to practice law. I mean, and that kind of sums up what Rudy did.
Yeah. So we're going on vacation in a couple of hours. If history is any guide, indictments will drop at noon Eastern when we get off.
Noon Eastern, right?
Yeah.
Right at noon. Yes.
We're not back on until January 2nd live. What I mean, do you feel like there's any time frame? Because I know that we talked earlier and you said after the midterms, you know, if we don't see indictments. But what time frame seems reasonable to you?
You know, it seems like we should see indictments, you know, after the first of the year, late winter, early spring, at a minimum on the Mar-a-Lago documents crimes, because that's kind of an open shut case. He had classified documents in his desk drawer and then admitted in writing that he took them more openly and transparently than other presidents. There is a case that can be proved to a jury in about an hour. We just need somebody to indict the man for his crime. And, you know, here's I'm hoping, I tried this last year, I'm gonna stick with it. I hope we can make 2023 the year of accountability, because like I say, what would be so wrong about equal justice for all?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, because justice matters. Can you get a bigger sign? I'm gonna get you a bigger sign for Christmas.
Bigger sign, and I need a bigger gavel.
A bigger gavel.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
There is no gavel bigger than yours, Glenn Kirshner. What? All right. Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. We'll see you. We'll see you next year, Hansel.
Love you, Steph. See you guys. Bye. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Glenn.
Happy
holidays.
There he goes. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Masterclass. I took with my girlfriend was more excited about this than anything. I have
right.
Any gift. I'm Masterclass. People, it's like brain food, right?
Yeah.
But it's also fun. It's fun brain food. It's like Dippin' Dots for your brain. I don't know why.
Oh my God! You can take
dots.
The photography masterclass to make NFTs.
Right. Oh, there you go. Okay.
Done.
180 world class instructors. They are always adding new and exciting people. Anybody you can think of that is one of the top of their field. James
Annie
Cameron.
Leibowitz?
Yes. Photography. James Cameron. Filmmaking.
There you go.
Right. Bob Iger. how to, I don't know.
Market your NFTs.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Gordon Ramsay cooking. What do you need to know? These cinematic on-demand videos, short enough to fit into your everyday life. Watch from your phone, tablet, living room, or just listen on the go in audio mode. This year, give someone what they've always wanted to do with a MasterClass membership, and you get a second one for yourself free. MasterClass.com/Stephanie. That is MasterClass.com/Stephanie. Limited time only. Terms apply.
The 21st century is a very dangerous century.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. You don't want your dog eating that. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he has helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for this savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller, or you can text Miller to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders. While supplies last, text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out. Hey, guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. The soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. Available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. I love mine. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive, you're both going to love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today, and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 savings on a best-selling holiday gift. Yes, ordering today gets you a free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging in a year filled with the unexpected. Get her something she can count on. But you need to order today because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Genucel. You know what's good?
What?
Even Trump gets indicted in like 2 hours and we go on vacation.
Right.
I will still look just as surprised January 2nd.
Yes, you will.
Why? Genucel.
Yep.
Thank you. No frown lines, no worry lines. Genucel has transformed many people's skin. Excuse me, pardon me. I've been using them for years, and I love every single one of them. Right now, at Christmas, Genucel's most popular package, 70% off at Genucel.com. Treat yourself and a loved one to the best skincare in the world. There's nobody that doesn't worry about their right frown lines, worry lines, smile lines.
Right.
You get it. How about neck sagging jawline? Oh, no good. Visit Genucel.com/Stephanie. We need to be ready for our NFTs. We need to have those superhero jawlines.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Ready for our NFT close-ups. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie now. The promo code, yes, that's right, Stephanie, for an additional 10% off your entire order. Every order is instantly upgraded to free express shipping. Genucel.com, Genucel.com/Stephanie. Yes, it's that time when we say boo-boo-foo-foo-foo-foo-foo. Karen in Chicago, hello.
Hi, good morning. Yes, yesterday was like a wow day with the big announcement. And yes, Republican Party, this is your leader.
Yep.
The last 6 years, it's like the perfect culmination of the worst episode of Celebrity Apprentice ever. And, you know, but it really does make you think about it. Like, think, this bloviating, bloated gob of orange goo beat out the so-called brightest and best of the Republican Party in the 2016 primaries, right? This is who, I mean, this is all they have to offer.
Yeah.
And so I think it's laughable that now all of a sudden, like, people like Steve Bannon and some of these others are like, okay, whoa, this is it.
Yeah.
This is too much, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is who they are. And anyway, but I just wanted to wish you guys a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year, and I'm with Glenn Kirshner. I think that 2023 is going to be the year of accountability, and I'm looking forward to it.
Are you saying that you think we're going to do the Trump in Jailhouse Rock? Is that what you're... What?
I do.
She was used as a setup.
Karen banged into the post.
Yeah. Trump in jail, Trump in jail, Trump in jail rock. He's gonna swing and we're gonna sing. Send him up river and we'll have some fun. Now his time in jail has begun. Trump in jail, Trump in jail, Trump in jail rock.
Yeah.
Him doing time for all of his crimes. Dancing and prancing in Washington Square. He deserves the chair. What a bright time. He'll do hard time. And rocks he'll crush all day. Trump in jail time. It's a swell time. And it'll happen when Steph goes on vacation.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Giddy up, giddy up. Pick up the pace. He's running out the clock. There's not a reason now that he should be free. That's the Trump in jail. That's the Trump in jail. That's the Trump in jail rock.
Woohoo! Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. So grateful for you.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we didn't even finish reporting on Trump's last grift before this new one.
Which one is this?
Just weeks after touting a new super PAC to help Republican candidates in the midterms, Trump wound up spending just a fraction of the $100 million he had available and hoarded the rest for himself. Isn't that who saw that coming? Yeah, for his presidential run, quote unquote. Yeah, so we moved some stuff around, shell game, something, something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, we have John Fugelsang, we have Hal Sparks all coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support,
Don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.